We have a question from Allison, Dr. Adams, and she would like to know what is the difference between EMS and IR. And I think we got to that a little bit in the first question, but is there a succinct way that's just really clear for people who are listening so they can understand the difference between those two types of horses as we go through the questions?
So equine metabolic syndrome is sort of an umbrella term that describes the horse that has three characteristics: increased obesity or general adiposity, they're insulin dysregulated, and then they're predisposed to laminitis. So that's the definition of an equine metabolic syndrome horse. If we want to define insulin dysregulation, that's a term now that encompasses both insulin resistance and hyperinsulinemia. And hyperinsulinemia is essentially an increased basal level of insulin in these horses that are equine metabolic syndrome. It also encompasses the fact that these horses have high insulin values postprandially after you give them a meal or a response to an oral sugar test. So that's sort of hyperinsulinemia. Insulin resistance is actually when the tissues become insulin resistant, basically are not responding to the body's insulin. And so that's why then the pancreas has to try to overcompensate for the tissue insulin resistance and produce more insulin to help those tissues really bring in the glucose into the body. And so in essence, those insulin resistant animals are more than likely hyperinsulinemia, but they can be one or the other or both. And so insulin dysregulation is a term that encompasses both fasting hyperinsulinemia, postprandial hyperinsulinemia, and or tissue insulin resistance.